I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, June 9th. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says he is well within his right to use half of the federal grant money awarded to Quincy College to help purchase the Monroe Building in Quincy Center. Koch was responding to Councilor-at-Large Ann Mahoney's claim that the federal relief money is not intended to purchase real property. During Monday night's council meeting this week, Mahoney said that she's heard from constituents who are angry about the mayor's plan to take half of the $10.6 million in grants for the college and add it to $10 million from the city's $46 million federal grant to buy the Monroe Building. Mahoney called on anyone concerned about that move to report it to the Inspector General's office. Koch says independent auditors have told him that his planned use for the money is proper. Koch says the Quincy College Board of Governors also supports the move. The mayor hopes to use the Monroe Building as a future home for Quincy College, saying the school needs a permanent location in order to thrive. Quincy City Council on Monday night will discuss a proposal from the mayor to borrow $475 million to pay off the city's pension obligations. The Council Finance Committee will meet remotely Monday at 5:30 to debate the plan that the mayor says will save the city millions of dollars per year by borrowing the funds at historically low interest rates. The council delayed voting on next year's proposed city budget until a decision is made on the bond proposal. Also Monday, councilors will discuss a plan to purchase the Adams Academy and two adjacent properties on Adams Street for $9 million. Mayor Thomas Koch has proposed using community preservation funds to purchase those properties for the creation of a presidential library to house a collection from President John Adams that currently sits in the Boston Public Library. The city is still working to obtain that collection. City Council will continue to meet remotely through the end of this legislative session. Manatt Community Health Center's recent June Bloom virtual fundraiser brought in over $101,000 to strengthen their mission to provide comprehensive health care to all in the community. The funds raised from June Bloom will help ensure that as the pandemic wanes, Manatt can make critical new investments to provide the best possible care for the unique needs of patients and the communities they serve, including expanded telemedicine and behavioral health services, mobile outreach and vaccination services, and expansion of sites, including the new Attleboro Clinical site opening this summer. Manatt's Community Outreach and Prevention Services Office on Washington Street in Quincy Point will host Walk-In Wednesday COVID-19 vaccinations every Wednesday in June from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And the Manatt vaccination team will be at the Bethany Congregational Church in Quincy Center on June 26 from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., offering free walk-up COVID-19 vaccines. The body of Braintree Police canine Kit, who was killed last week while officers exchanged gunfire with a suspect, remains at a Weymouth Animal Hospital until the dog's handler is discharged from the hospital where he's being treated. Kit's handler, Officer Bill Cushing, is expected to be released any day now following the Friday incident that also left fellow officer Matthew Donahue hurt and the suspect Andrew Homan dead. Donahue was released from the hospital last Saturday. Cushing is expected to be discharged this week, and at that point, there will be a memorial service for Kit. A bill set to be debated tomorrow in the Massachusetts House would extend some pandemic emergency policies beyond June 15th, which is when the state of emergency will expire. The State House News Service reports extensions for early voting by mail, remote-only public meetings, takeout cocktails, and eviction protections are on the table. Cocktails to go would be allowed through March 1st of 2022 under the bill. Early voting by mail could take place for any local and state elections until December 15th of this year. Remote meetings could continue through April 1st, 2022, which is when the eviction protections would also expire. The bill has been endorsed by the Senate Ways and Means Committee. Last month, the Senate declined to add budget amendments that would have extended pandemic-era help, including takeout cocktails and a cap on fees charged to restaurants by delivery apps. Takeout and delivery orders help many restaurants survive the pandemic. State Department of Public Health reporting an additional 100 confirmed COVID-19 cases yesterday, bringing the statewide total to over 662,000 since the start of the pandemic. Health officials also added two more deaths to the state's total, which is now 17,554. So far, about 9.37 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine have been shipped to Massachusetts, of which about 8.14 million, or almost 87%, have been administered. About 3.87 million Massachusetts residents, just over 55%, are fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Moderna, which is based in Cambridge, says that it will likely roll out a COVID-19 vaccine for children as young as 5 years old early this fall. Pfizer also says it plans to make coronavirus vaccines available for kids aged 5 to 11, just in time for the start of the new academic year. Because of this, parents and guardians with children under the age of 12 may have to avoid crowds or indoor events over the summer and keep their kids masked until they're vaccinated. Pfizer announced it will soon begin COVID-19 vaccine trials on children ages 11 and younger. The company plans to enroll 4,500 kids across 90 sites in the U.S. Children as young as 6 months old will be included in Pfizer's testing. Moderna also plans to test its shots on babies that young. A new report says Massachusetts is falling behind when it comes to protecting children from being sexually abused in schools. It comes with an increase in child abuse during the pandemic. Massachusetts was once a leader in that area, but a new 116-page report from the advocacy organization MassKids says Massachusetts has fallen behind other states. The report, Call to Action for Policymakers and Advocates, identifies three bills before the legislature they say could make Massachusetts once again a model for the nation. They would require schools to educate all staff about preventing, responding to, and reporting child sexual abuse. Stop what's called passing the trash to help schools better screen out job applicants with histories of misconduct. Make it a crime for a school employee to engage in sexual conduct with a student, even if that student is over 16, the legal age of consent. Similar bills have been filed but failed to pass. A hearing on the currently filed bills is scheduled for this Friday. Well, nearly a week after the Steamship Authority was hit by a ransomware attack, the ferry service to the Vineyard in Nantucket continues to be hampered by problems affecting its website. But there was a positive development yesterday. The Steamship Authority announced it can now take reservations over the phone. The phone line will be staffed from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. through Friday. No reservations can be made online. Fare, schedule, and parking information can be viewed online, but tickets cannot be booked in advance. It is recommended that ferry passengers show up early and bring cash, as the credit card system is still limited. Now, the USS Constitution getting ready to salute those who served on the front lines during the pandemic. Old Ironsides will welcome aboard about 200 healthcare workers and first responders Friday morning for a 3-hour cruise and cannon firing in Boston Harbor. Healthcare workers on board will represent Mass General Hospital, Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center, Boston Medical Center, and Boston Emergency Medical Services, among other local hospitals and emergency groups. Constitution will go underway from the Charlestown Navy Yard at 10 a.m. A 21-gun salute is planned at about 11:30 at Castle Island, followed by a 17-gun salute about 12:30 Friday afternoon by the U.S. Coast Guard Station. The public can see the display from the Boston Harbor Walk, Castle Island, and the Charlestown Navy Yard. Last month, Constitution cruised the harbor and fired cannons for its first underway in more than a year. The USS Constitution is open to the public for free visits Friday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Check of business news this morning. Stocks were mixed. The Dow was down 30 points. The NASDAQ rose 43. The S&P up just a fraction. Asian shares were mixed. The dollar slipped. The euro rose. Oil now at over $70 a barrel. In sports, Red Sox lose to Houston 7-1 last night. And it is do or die for the Boston Bruins tonight. Game 6 of their playoff series in New York with the Islanders at 7:30. The National Weather Service forecast for today, another hazy, hot, and humid one with a chance for afternoon thunderstorms, highs in the upper 80s to near 90. For tonight, partly cloudy, a low 65. Cooler tomorrow with sun and clouds, high of 74. And Friday, partly cloudy, high 70 degrees. For the boater today, waves about a foot. A light southwest wind becoming southeasterly and a high tide right before noon. Sunrise at 5:07, sets at 8:19. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, June 9th.